You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back.
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors Plus Minus.
Welcome to another episode of Warriors Plus Minus. This is Marcus Thompson. I've got Tim Kawakami. We are not in Montana for a certain wedding. See that?
I heard it's a big one. I've heard about it.
Yeah.
I can't believe. How come you didn't even get invited? Kent's your guy.
Nah, man, we don't do that. We don't do the quid pro quo thing. You know?
All right.
It's not a role like that.
I just thought you was part of it. I heard it's a really nice one. That's all I know. I heard it's a really
Montana,
nice
one. If I would have gotten invited, I had to think about it. Montana's on the list, at least wealthy Montana, right?
It's a big state. Yeah, you want to go to the right part.
No, I want to go. Yeah, I want to go.
I don't think they're in the bad part of Montana. I'll put it that way.
Is that Joe Jackson?
It's at Joe's house up there. I imagine, but I talked to somebody who's going. He's like, "Oh, here's gonna be pretty nice." So.
I mean, you know, that top show for the Lakers, I'm sure.
Yeah, ex-employee. He's an ex-employee, so I don't know what I need to do for him. You shove him out the door. Who cares anymore about him?
Yeah, I know, right? But you know what that means. Certainly ain't nothing happening while they're all there.
No, there's not.
I mean, in fairness to them, usually everything is already settled by this time of year, but it's still just kind of wild to know the front office is chilling at a wedding with, you know, anybody.
I'll just tell a little diversion. When I was covering the Lakers, their first championship with Shaq and Kobe, during the finals, like the entire LA Times sports editor group went to Hawaii for one of the editors getting married. So there was like one editor on hand for my story, Plaschke's story, Adande's story throughout that like final run. And crazy still, Kobe was getting hurt and they're playing the Pacers. And we had like one editor because all those guys were like, "Oh no, we're still in charge. We're still in touch." They're completely gone. They're in Hawaii, completely different time zone. So I know the feelings. Big stuff can still happen, Marcus, even when the bosses are at play. I'll put it that way.
If you decide to go to Montana, it will go down. So I think that's only when you go somewhere. That's how it works.
Okay.
But players are back in the Bay and working out at the facility, and we're getting close to September, and it's almost a little bit of Warriors tradition for guys to get back and start playing. Somebody who I've heard is back working is DeAnthony Melton. This thing is obviously he's not signed yet. The expectation is he will sign. You were big DeAnthony Melton guy for the five or six games.
Oh no, I was before, right? I was before. I've always thought he was a good player, just a tough combo guard, and I thought he fit. I thought he was going to fit right away. And remember, Steve kind of slow played that, like he had other people starting in preseason, and then all of a sudden, season starts and it's Melton, and he looked real good, the right personality. So. I think this is great. No, listen, how long can he stay healthy? We don't know. He's had a couple of years of this now, but I think he's just the right fit, right kind of player. Just a guy who can play with Steph, a guy who can play without Steph, like in all the ways that Dennis Schroeder, which I was not against the acquisition of the fit of that, but man, in all the ways Schroeder. That Dennis Schroeder could not Schroeder. Fit with the Warriors, D'Anthony Melton does fit. And they were traded for each other, right? It was essentially they just used the Melton space in order to try to get Schroeder, and it just didn't work. He fits in a lot of different ways if he can stay healthy. And he's a good dude. Like, he's a good guy. I like him too.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. One of the reasons that he didn't, you know, Steve did try to slow play it a bit, it's because there are other guys who probably think they should start. And I'm just really curious about how this plays out for Podziemski and Moody to a degree. But I feel like Podziemski, like, we know where Moody is with the Warriors, and Podziemski was still trying to figure it out. But, you know, presumably they're working out together. They're down there getting it in, you know, in a Chase Center practice facility or whatever. Does this impact Pods? Like, I'm wondering, because you know how Steve is. Well, Steve loves a guy. He loves a guy. And Melton is a guy. Melton is a Steve guy.
No, but so is Pods. So is Pods.
So is Pods, though. Yeah. So I'm curious, and to me, I know there's a lot of talk about Kuminga, pretty much all the talk about, you know, should he come back, how does this fit? But I think they have a similar but less volatile situation with Pods, because this is year three, and, you know, he sees himself in a similar way that Kuminga sees himself. But you bring in Melton, who's a vet, you know, bona fide vet, who is probably going to eventually do some things to win over. Because remember, what Steve? Steph loved him. Draymond loved him.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's their kind of guy. He's their kind of guy. You're throwing out the Kuminga stuff already for Podziemski. Way to prolong the podcast. Way to get us going on something. I just had someone say, hey, when's Ricky Pearsall going to hold out for the 49ers since all the receivers hold out? So I'm just already on that mode. Like, you're right there.
It's coming, baby. It's coming.
I think this is easy one for Kerr. He's going to start Podziemski to start the season. They're pretty much committed on that one. Doesn't mean he has to do it late in the season. Doesn't mean he has to do it into the playoffs, because Buddy Hield is kind of a fail safe there too. But I think Pods is kind of won a role no matter, even if he's coming off the bench, he's going to play 26 minutes and he knows it. And he probably play even more than that. So I see what you're saying, but with Melton, you kind of don't want him playing that many minutes anyway, right? I mean, you don't want him to get hurt. You don't want him.
You? You mean me or Steve?
But whoever logic says, I don't think that they would be looking at him to be playing more than 20 minutes a game, at least to start. I am interested. The way you discuss this is, I was talking to somebody and they're just saying, you know, Malik Monk is not a Warriors kind of guy. Now, there are reasons to say you kind of need a non-Warriors kind of guy sometimes just to go out and score, right? Like, they run into trouble when Steph's off the floor with someone who can just go out and take the initiative to score. They have so many guys who just pass the ball. But in so many different ways, Melton is their kind of guy. Obviously, Pods is their kind of guy. When you're looking at future acquisitions, when you're looking at stuff they like, when you're looking at how it all fits, I'm not saying they would never take Malik Monk, but there's – part of the reason why they didn't do this Kuminga offer, you know, from Sacramento is Malik Monk, building around Malik Monk. In fact, it would have taken Moses Moody too. That, to me, takes it off out of the question, because then you're giving up two pieces for one. And I don't think they love that, you know, that style of player isn't their kind of wing kind of guard. It's D'Anthony Melton. It's Podziemski. That's their style. Buddy Hield. So when you're talking like that, I don't know that there's, I just think Podziemski's ahead of Melton, and probably will be at least until like game one of playoffs. Yeah, game one of playoffs. Yeah. And Malik Monk, if you're thinking of reasons why Malik Monk isn't with them right now, it's he just doesn't quite fit that style.
I don't know. I feel like they need Malik Monk.
You know, there are reasons to like that.
The way the season ended is just like. I mean,
but you know who's kind of like Malik Monk in a younger forward sort of way? Jonathan Kuminga, who isn't quite their kind of their
player, but not nearly as effective 1-on-1. Like,
no.
Like, one of them is a bona fide one-on-one player.
But if Kuminga is good, that's the kind of player he's.
Yeah. Offense first, go get a bucket. Yeah, I got that. They don't need one of those guys though, and that to me, that's what makes Pod so intriguing, because of the people they got, and they like, and he's their kind of guy. He's probably a guy who's the best off the dribble. And we didn't get to see a lot of Melton, and Melton's got that in his game, presuming he's healthy. So that's where I'm curious how this works. But a confident Pajemski, right, who maybe in his third year is even more comfortable in the paint, could end up being the recipe that, you know, the best of both worlds, so to speak.
ISO pods.
I mean, they just don't have a lot of, you know, you put them on the court with Steph and with Jimmy. Now there's just space for him to work. But like we saw the last game where he finally broke out of his slump. Like he can get to spots on the floor. He just hasn't been the type that like I'm trying to get here to score, to get the bucket. He's looking to pass. But that's also one of the reasons why you kind of need to play him a lot, because if he's going to be that guy, like this is where I'm saying it's like the Kuminga thing. You don't want to get through year four. And it's like, man, I kind of didn't even really get to do my thing. Yeah. Right. And so that it's another tricky spot, except the difference is, like, as you stated, Steve really likes Pajemski. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he just feels like Pods could be the cure until they get somebody who's like Malik Monk, but does the things that the Warriors like.
Well, Jimmy Butler. I mean, you know, let's Jimmy Butler. Like, he's a one-on-one player, but it's a one-on-one player in a team concept. It's a one-on-one player, you know, under control, who's looking to pass, can also score, but looking to pass. And that's not Malik Monk. And it's interesting. Like, you and I know it, and we just say it straight off about it. It's just hard to explain exactly what it is. But what was the report that they were interested in Trey Murphy? That's exactly another kind of guy.
Trey Murphy would be so perfect
for them. You know, a finisher who can do it, but you really don't want him to do it all the time, but he can. Certainly a deep shooter.
He's still effective when he's not doing it. That's what you need. Like, when you don't get carte blanche to go wherever you want, dribble 100 times, can you still be effective? Like, Trey Murphy can.
Yep.
In a way that, in a very explosive way. That's the other thing they need to do, like pop.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what Malik Monk gives you too. Like,
yeah. And look, he's interesting. I've always liked him as a player. He's getting a little
they
older.
They can't guard him. One of the problems.
I don't think they, and I'm not saying it's just, I don't think they love that he mouths off about them, but you know, they traded for Chris Paul. So this is not a situation where they're just only going to get people who've been nice to them. But I don't know that Malik Monk is somebody that they're going to value in this, you know, final months or whatever they're going to end up with this offseason and say, that's the fix for John Kuminga. That's it. And again, by the way, it would take Moody for the money situation. And that once I saw that, it's like, there's just no way they're putting Moody and Kuminga in any deal, only getting Malik Monk and a protected first back. I don't know what they're going to get, how this is going to end. We don't need to keep talking about it, but it wasn't going to be Malik Monk. And I just, somebody tell me from the organization, like, flat out, Malik Monk just isn't, it's just not that type of player for them. If they're thinking of that equation again, you know, another player they're probably going to get is GP2, just a perfect Warrior kind of player. Now, I think you and I, some theme of this, what we're saying already, is you can't just keep getting those guys. You can't have 12 of those guys.
Not in today. Like, today's NBA is different. Like, it's so spread out. So many athletes. I mean, if you look at Indiana, that's just what they do.
Yep.
They're
so fun to watch. They're so fun. That is a fun watch. Nembhard would be so good for the Warriors. They're so good that you want him to draft his brother.
That's how good he was. That's how good. That's how good he was.
And Steph Curry level of quality. Steph's so good. We got to get Seth too. But yeah, I agree with that. And you watch it happen, and then Steph gets hurt, and they got nobody who can initiate offense except for Jimmy. And that's just not enough, but they got their guys, and they're going to have to win within those margins, because Steve has just basically decided once they got Butler, this is how they win. And they won a lot with Butler, and they won the game one of the second round of the playoffs with Butler and Steph and in that realm. And he's just decided that's how they're going to do it. And I can't argue with him, because they've been very good. And you start going away from what those guys' strengths are, then you lessen who they are. And they really don't want to do that. So it's got to be with Al Horford shooting, assuming they're getting them, and I assume they are. It's got to be with an improved Quentin Post, who I understand is one of those guys working out. I would think so, because I just saw him around the arena, so I assume he's doing it. It's got to be with a Melton, you know, those that, like, this is the way they're going to do it. You and I, you know, Schroeder was my thought of, like, okay, he's different, but man, that second unit, he can go hit those pick and roll jump shots.
But he couldn't.
He just
couldn't do it, man.
Yeah, he did. I don't
know. Somehow did it for Detroit, which is wild.
It's so weird. That was so weird. There's just something there where a certain kind of player works on the court with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and some don't. And Jimmy immediately did. And Schroeder didn't. And we've seen a lot of other guys who you would think they would. And they did.
Who the Warriors take over Nembhard, who went 31 to Indiana? 2022 draft.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, man, summer is almost over. School is here, practically. The kids need some healthy meals, and you need your energy to get back on this daily grind. That's where Home Chef has your back. Home Chef simplifies mealtime with over 35 tasty meals and 18 delightful extras each week, including kid-friendly options, so your little ones will actually enjoy the meal. Make dinner effortless, nutritious, and family approved, no matter how busy you get this time of year. Home Chef delivers fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Users of leading meal kits have rated Home Chef number one in quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients, quick 30-minute recipes, oven-ready options, microwave meals, or a dedicated family menu, Home Chef has everything you and your family need for hassle-free, delicious dinners. And when meal planning ends up on the back burner, just check out Home Chef's new 5-ingredient meals. They simplify prep with super easy recipe steps using 5 fresh, pre-portioned ingredients. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/plus. That's homechef.com/plus for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/plus. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
2022, that's after, I'm trying to think. I can't even remember now. Not Pods? No, Pods is the year after. I'm blanking out. I can't even think.
Patrick Baldwin Jr.
Oh, that's right. I was looking up that draft pick. I was looking at, like, those are the guys that are coming up for contracts. I wonder who the Warriors. Oh, no, that wouldn't be the guy that they're coming up for a contract. He might coming up for a contract in Spain or something.
Ryan Rollins actually, you know, is turning out to be somebody.
Yeah.
But yeah, Andrew Nembhard. I was told that there were some in the draft room who really liked Andrew Nembhard. So. One of the ones that got away.
One in Montana.
yeah, very safe to say one of them is in Montana.
Yeah.
I mean, in many ways. So what you're saying, Jimmy Butler's the answer to all of this. Like,
well, for now,
he has to be, but he's got the Malik Monk, he's got the D'Anthony Melton, right? He's the guy who could go big. He's a superstar. He's also going to be the backup point guard, floor general, during non-Steph minutes. A lot of this stuff is Jimmy Butler. I know how the season ended, not being able to win a game against Minnesota without Steph, you know, kind of like put some, you know, doubt on whether he could be that guy, but Isn't it reasonable to expect Jimmy to just be that guy? He's getting money, and you know,
yeah, I was gonna say he's making $50 million.
Yeah, and they had a, you know, last year they went 23-7. They had to go hard on the stretch. They had the play in. They had a 7-game series against Houston. To me, like, you run into problems if you get to the playoffs and they're tired, right? And you gotta, like, all right, carry this. And then you take Steph away, and now the opposing team can say, all right, Jimmy, you're turning off your water. That is probably a little much to ask Jimmy to go ahead and, you know, kind of put a team on your back without the best player, and against a really good team in the playoffs. Like, that's about a tough. But this ain't that. This is regular season basketball. This is like win games. Obviously, Jonathan Kuminga has hijacked the summer, and you know, not much is happening. But we've got a few names out there. But they're like, hey, we did get Jimmy Butler in February. We haven't heard much from the Draymonds and the Steph and the Jimmy's about. Remember, we know desperate times where they're like, what are they doing? We know when they're like, this ain't really working. I was looking up 2021 piece. Remember 2021? It was like, let's trade these two picks. Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal. Like, they were active and they wanted to talk about it. Like, they, you know, now it seems like everybody's like, it's quiet. Nobody's got any real issues that I know they see the big picture, but Jimmy is the reason why. Like, it's like, you still got.
They traded four guys for him. I mean, he's like, there's a limit to how many things you can do a few months after you go 4-for-1, right? And they were doing stuff before that because they had Schroeder and the guys coming in and out. So, and they had brought Kyle Anderson in and all that other stuff. So, I think Dunleavy's really good about community. I know Bob Myers was really good about it too, but I think Dunleavy's excellent about kind of, here's where we are. Here's what we can do. Here's what we're, you know, this, and this. And they all know it. Like, they're all.
And I think also he said, this is going to happen, right? And when he lay out, we're going to do this. Here's what the fallout might be. Like, here's how we get back in. I think these three or four possibilities were mapped out beforehand. Like, all right, if we get this, you know, this might mean it might be dry next time, right?
Yep.
But it is Jimmy Butler. I think that's kind of getting lost in it. They got Jimmy Butler.
They got Jimmy Butler, and that's a massive financial commitment. And you trade a four guys. It's like, it's part of it is like you trade a four guys. There's just a limited number of contracts they can use, right? That's the thing. They don't have contracts they can use in trades. The only other mid-level basically contract they've got is Draymond. Well, Draymond's above mid. I'm saying like that 14, 16, 20. You know, those are the beauties.
But you need the 20s. Yeah. It's the 20. It's between 20 and 30 is the sweet spot.
Andrew Wiggins, you know, that was the perfect trade chip. So when they move that, there's not a lot you can do. Kuminga is the way
to get it.
You know, we keep going back. Like, they could have given him that, see what they could have got. You know, he was asking for 30, whatever. He wasn't getting 30. But if you could have possibly signed him for 24, it wouldn't be terrible to have him at 24 right now, because then you could trade it. You wouldn't have the base year compensation stuff that is just screwing up everything. But they didn't. I get it. You know, and he might not have signed 24. You know, knowing the aggressiveness that he entered this market feeling that he was going to get 30. He was got 28s out there, 26 out there. And it hasn't been out there because of the restricted part about it. But you just need those numbers. And then again, that's part of it. They want him on a 20-something million dollar deal. That's what they want, so they can trade him. Like, I think Dunleavy's been very clear about that too. It's like, that's why we want it. They're not guaranteeing anything in the second year on the offer, has been reported by many places. I think they could slide that guarantee up, but it's up to them. It's not up to me.
I think that's how you close this deal.
That's how you do it. And yeah. I'm surprised that, frankly, it hasn't happened already. Unless they think if they make that offer, then he's going to ask for more, and they've already broken through the precedent, and then they mess themselves up. I don't know. And, you know, if I'm them, I mean, if I'm Kuminga, I take something where that's like $32 million guaranteed, you know, 21 the first, and then 10, half of it's guaranteed the next year. I'd do that. I think that would make it happen. But also, if I'm the Warriors, I start going, you know what? If we slide it up and you don't take it, we are going to sign Horford and Melton and GP2, and your number will be set then, because we're not going in a luxury tax. So you better at some point, either you're taking this increase, and I don't know that they've increased the deal. This would only be if you've increased the deal. If they increase the deal, it's got to become with a timer, because they can't sit here forever empty. Like, at some point, you got to sign these guys. And then maybe you're signing Horford for a little bit more. I mean, obviously, that's a big part of this, is you can't use a part of the mid-level, and that does freeze you at the second apron. And, like, listen, if we go a little higher with it, that lowers your number. I would just do that. I'm surprised it hasn't happened already, where, like, we're just doing it. If you don't take it now, we're going to give Horford a little bit more, and that takes a couple million off your plate. You have that decision. You can do it right now. Horford could come for less, but if you're not going to sign, and
you know the counter bluff to that, though, right?
Is what?
I'll sign the qualified offer right now. Then,
if I'm the if I'm the Warriors, and I know this isn't great, but I would say then fine. If that's what you're going to do, then fine. Then we're out of the tax, and you're taking us out of the tax. We're going to lose you in a year. Okay. But this is something where we have to get our books in order. I understand the loss of value in that. I wouldn't want that if I'm the Warriors. And I certainly wouldn't want that if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, because if it was good for Jonathan Kuminga, as I keep saying, he would have done it already. But at some point, you got to just do this. Maybe when they get back from Montana. That's a good deadline. We could just say that is a deadline. When the Warrior front office gets back from Montana, if they ever get back from Montana.
Let's watch Yellowstone just to see how it
I mean, what's Kevin Costner walking around out there with
him? I really hope so. Yeah, we can't escape talking about Jonathan Kuminga. But why they just don't say, hey, man, here's 25. I mean, to make it tradable.
Yep.
It doesn't hurt them. I mean, obviously they got it. The tax threshold is a deal, but if you got to give him a little bit more and maneuver the roster a little bit somewhere else,
it's not going to be on your books if you trade him.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Yeah. It's like pay him 25, pay him, you know, like to me that I don't know why they did the 21-7. But like you said, if you're going to trade him, it doesn't matter. And the entire point is for you to.
And they're making it sound like, I mean, again, this is what we're saying from what we're reading and from what we're hearing, that like the second year could make him harder to trade. If someone's trying to trade him for him, I think having another $10 million guarantee wouldn't be no problem, right? I mean, I don't understand quite the logic of that. And the other part of so that's one part of the Warriors' logic I don't understand. On the Kuminga side of the part of logic is, well, you know, if we give a 2-year deal, even if it's not guaranteed, we're going to lose our no trade rights, and you know, can't do that. Like, wait a minute, I thought he wanted to be traded. Yeah. Like, why would that be the problem? Like, what team could there possibly be that he wouldn't want to be traded for to? Like Charlotte is the one team that nobody wants to go to. Charlotte would be great for Kuminga. That would be like, from if I'm Kuminga, I want to go to the Nets. I want to go to Charlotte. I want to go to Phoenix, maybe. I don't necessarily want to go to the Kings, maybe, but you know, if that's where he wants to go, that's fine. Like, these bad teams are the ones he wants to go to because they're going to give him the ball and say, go score. And that's exactly what he wants to do at 22 years old and then build himself up. And maybe at age 24, he's a $35 million a year player. He's not going to know that if he's going to a good team. So why does he want a no trade clause? I don't quite get that part of it.
Yeah, I don't, to me, there's no team. The worse the team, the better for Jonathan Kuminga. Yes. Right? Like, because I mean, look, if he can handle the losing, but all people will see is the times he has big games. Like, nobody hears from Jordan Poole until he goes off from three. He's got 35. It's like, oh man, Poole's out here doing well, right? Poole, like, that's how it goes. Like, go get your 30s, go rack it up, go. And plus, like, it's the minutes, it's the situation. He don't just want to go out and score 30. He wanna be the one with the ball in his hands and the game would allow. You're not doing that on a good team. Like, you're gonna do that
Even in a middling team, you know.
The guys who he thinks he is, they've already gotten to do that. Like, Cade got to do it, you know, Wagner got to do it. These are the people who, like, all right, let's see how it works. And
Jalen Green got to do it and then got traded because he's not too good at it.
They're just not. I don't know that there are teams that he should want to go to if that's the main goal. The other thing,
I don't know why that would be a sticking point.
The no trade, like, they might trade me, or the whole I don't want a second year team option because they might, you know, they might not pick it up. Like, that gets you what you want, then you'll be an unrestricted free agent on the market. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
that's I didn't get that part either. Like, wait a second, hold on. In that sense, if they say, you know what, we couldn't trade you at the end of the year, we don't want you back, you hit the market. Like, that's how it works. You're now unrestricted free agent. Yeah. So I don't know why that's a deal breaker either. So yeah, that's it. Both sides have got little parts where it's like, question. I don't know what are you doing. But I mean, if you're the Warriors and you know you want to trade them, then give him a little extra money just because you know that. Right?
And that you probably won't end up paying him because the team that you trade him to is going to pay him. That's, and his market rate is still about 21, right? It really is. And I don't see that changing. So it just, there's a lot of weird
things. You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Things in this, it just tells you that there's, I'm not saying a lack of trust, but lack of understanding, maybe lack of, I say this over again, I don't want to keep mentioning foreigners, but the weird thing with the Juwan Jennings thing that makes it tough is neither side has that much leverage. And I think it's sort of similar with Kuminga. Like, they both have leverage, but it's weird leverage. And it's like,
it's like Kuminga, offsetting leverage.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Like the Kuminga leverage is, you don't want me in that locker room because Steve it won't like it. That, and I don't think Joe Lacob gives a shit about that. Like, he really doesn't care about, oh, it might be awkward in the press conferences. That is not how Joe Lacob thinks. He's thinking, this is the value. I better get my value, and you can't force me not to take my value. And I think the Warriors are, I'm not sure what they're thinking this comes down to for Kuminga. It's just like this lack of, the conversation is stilted or something. I don't, like, this should have been done 2 months ago. It really is. The fact that it should have been done 3 days into the July movement period, because we all could foresee this not moving, and it's still all the way out here. And
that's why I know. I think they were prepared for this. I think they knew this was a possible outcome, and they were ready for it. And this is going into September. Like, nobody has any reason to do anything right now other than just keep it going. Which is why they're like chilling in Montana.
Well, no, they're chilling in Montana because Ken's getting married.
Yeah, but
they're not caring that much in Montana. They're not checking their.
There's no sat phone ready for this case.
No, there is not.
But to me, I feel like the Jimmy Butler component becomes so much more valuable because of this. And I feel like a lot is forgotten about. How much that was always part of the plan. Like, Jimmy, remember, he got the extra year because it was like, yo, this is 2 years of really good Jimmy Butler. And if they get that, it gets them at least to the trade deadline. Right. And the question is, how hard? That's where I think the biggest difficulty of no Jonathan Kuminga, if he's not here, is, are these guys going to have to 23-7 push this thing the whole season?
Yeah.
Like, that's where it's tough. You just need capable bodies at that point. And if Jonathan Kuminga does do that, he's kind of worth 25.
Yeah. Like, yeah. He's worth whatever, 20 in the 20s. Yeah. Take him into the tax, but not huge. And he can go win you a couple games, and maybe he's unhappy when he doesn't play 26 minutes, but you want him around for the games where you're going to need him.
Drama don't bother this team. They've just been through a lot. Some stuff ain't gonna get them. I mean, what's worse than when the video leaked? You go through that, and a guy unhappy ain't it, don't bother you no more.
Play for a whole season. They've been through things.
KD 2019.
KD, my God. I don't want to get too dark here, but they lost an assistant coach, right? They've been through things.
Losing Boban was massive.
This is just something that they can deal with. And it's just a little weird to me that's the hammer for Kuminga, that you don't want me in there. Steve doesn't want,
The other part that's interesting about this is Jonathan Kaminga is not like a bad guy.
No,
I want to see the like. I'm kind of want to see what Jonathan Kaminga's turnip is.
Yeah, yeah,
he's a really nice guy. He's gonna like he might say a little bit more, but I can't see him being this disruptive figure in the locker room.
Not in the locker room. Yeah, outside the locker room, I mean, maybe you know with his agent or whatever, but. In the locker room, he's going to like screw things up for Steph and Draymond. I don't think he has any real. Now, he loses Looney. So that's going to be, you know, Looney was had the locker next to him. And at some point, JK was always kind of looking over to him. And so that's
the job that becomes now?
Al Horford.
Oh, I was going to say Jimmy Butler.
Nah, I don't know if Jimmy's that interested.
Jimmy Butler. No, I'll tell you, Jimmy Butler.
Maybe. I mean, we'll see. But I think Looney was so important in so many different ways. You've written about it. Just that kind of like if things ever got off kilter and Steph and Draymond just, you know, if they intercede, it's like God's interceding, you know, Looney was the guy, you know, the teammate interceding, you know, the old head and, you know, Steph and Draymond don't always want to have to get involved. The one they could have gotten involved in was Clay. And that just they couldn't settle that one down.
You know, who else I'm thinking about it now, Melton.
Yeah, yeah.
Melton, give him time in there.
Real pro. Yeah, real pro.
Disposition.
Yeah, real pro. Yeah, absolute pro. And it's just that in a way that maybe Dennis Schroeder was not. I keep hitting on Schroeder. I hate saying
hey,
it.
Hey, man. Yeah. he's already not going to be as beloved as Dirk. So
that really didn't. I know. He's got an edge to him. Now, sometimes I like it because I think he really plays with it. But when he misses shots and he's got that edge. It's not a good combination.
He says some wild stuff. Like, he says some wild things sometimes.
Yeah, he does. And that's why he's been on like 10 different teams.
Exactly. Before we get out of here, we might as well talk about it just because it's out there. LeBron James again.
I saw somebody like knocking it down. Again. Just up again?
Again. No, back. The Warriors have called it multiple times. I forgot who reported it. I wasn't tapped in like that, but I think it's just funny. We're back here again.
I mean, listen, I can imagine if you think that there's LeBron weirdness and Luka, and he maybe doesn't want to be there, and he sends that weird, you know, Rich Paul sends that weird release out there and makes it clear that maybe there's two different things going on here. Does a Warrior person say, hey, if you want to move him? But I don't even – it would have to be for Jimmy Butler. MT.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it for Jimmy. Yeah. And they're not doing it for Jimmy. I mean, I don't, again, I've said LeBron's a better player than Jimmy. And I think the Warriors think that. But to switch out LeBron for someone who's fit in their culture perfectly, and then they'd have to give LeBron another contract. And then what are you doing with Steph? I mean, you're just going to keep going forever with this?
Hey, but man, Brian played golf now. So it's kind of getting to be a good fit.
Tweeting about golf.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Hilarious. Hilarious. And right on the money with Tommy Fleetwood. I love it. It was perfect. But
like, this dude tweeted about Fleetwood? What?
If they were really going to do it for LeBron, it was going to be 2 years ago when they, you know, was reported by ESPN and accurately
that, or before, you know, he like
signed up for took the 1 year. Yeah. Like, it's just the contracts don't work. The roster doesn't. Well, what position is he playing, by the way? If it's so he's playing the three, if they do this, it's like, they would always like that guy, right? We know Joe has an affinity for LeBron, has affinity for being the team that everybody talks about. And you sure as hell would have that with LeBron and Steph on the same team. But I think that the salary matches don't work. It really worked when they had Chris Paul and Klay Thompson. Like that, it was the perfect that you could have done that. And I think the Lakers would have done that. And all
that's the big issue. Why would the Lakers do this?
Like, yeah, that's like they're not. This is not how it's going to work, but hey, give some people something to talk about, gives you and me something to talk about. Maybe just people reviewing the freaking gold medal game or something. And they're just saying, oh, there you go. Let's just do that. But no, I don't see that happening.
So you're shutting it off. Come on.
Not right. Not forever. If it could happen again, it's a free agent, right? I mean, at the end of the year, but, I don't see how that happens. Just
February, February. Yeah, yeah, financially, it's a big problem. Like,
yeah, it's like, it's like, how do you do salary? Yeah, yeah, how, it's, it would have to be for Jimmy Butler. Literally, would have to be for Jimmy Butler. And I don't.
I mean, it could be. Like, it had to be like, you know, four
Kuminga
players.
And Draymond, yeah,
Kuminga, Draymond, and Draymond. Kuminga, Moses. Yeah,
yeah.
You could probably work it that way. That's a lot of salary you got to come up with.
A lot
with,
of salary,
and then, again, where if they had a 20, if they had another $25 million dollar salary,
if they had Andrew Wiggins, if they still had
Andrew Wiggins, yeah.
But no, it just doesn't. It doesn't.
I don't know. I feel like as long as LeBron could possibly come to the Warriors. I still have value, so as a reporter, so we're good.
you still have value. That's the important
thing. That means it's still going, man. We haven't reached a new era yet.
You got like a year and a half left.
Yeah, it's still in the game. We're still Bron, still Steph, still all that. Like, as long as they're cooking, we're not off to the new era. You can't put me out the pasture yet.
There'll be. So, can you imagine the LeBron plus Steph book coming out of you, MT? My God.
Yeah, I can actually. I can. I can't.
You might have discussions about it. It's probably you calling the Lakers, saying, "Hey, you want to trade LeBron to the Warriors?"
I didn't write it because it would be too obvious, right? Like,
oh, the documentaries on that one. You and I would just. Oh, we wouldn't even be able to write anymore. We'd just be sitting down and be talking in documentaries. That's all we'd be doing.
Yeah, they each would handle their own too. It'd be like competing documentaries.
Yes.
All right. Look, hopefully next time we'll have some, you know, new stuff to talk about because
we did okay with this one. We didn't talk that much about JK.
Let's make it. Can we make a commitment? We're not gonna. Let's see if we could not mention Jonathan Kuminga next podcast.
I'm okay with that.
Let's see who's more likely to break it. Let us.
You did it. You did it this time. MT.
Let's finish your tweets. You, who's more likely to break it?
You did it. You did it.
Let's make sure we get.
Or there'll be a resolution, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, then we can talk about it.
That'd be just fine.
Or that'd be a perfect time not to talk about it. Like, what happens is like we're not. It's like we already said we're not mentioning it. So it's not mentioning.
It's like when a rookie hits his first major league home run and he goes to the dugout.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, no, nothing.
I love that. That'd be good.
That would be funny. We didn't talk about it at all. That would be great. Do me a favor, leave them 5-star ratings. Please share the wealth of Warriors Plus Minus with your homies. We're gonna keep bringing it for you. We're gonna be going all until this thing is ready to jump off. We got a couple months left before the season starts. So
I'm sure we can
figure some things out. But until then, we appreciate the support. Thanks for listening.
I'm Joe Fowler, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the revolutionary bristle-free automatic grill brush horsepower giddy-up. It's a thrill to grill with a brush that does all the hard work for you. Scrubbing a hot grill with an old-fashioned wire brush is a pain, and even worse, sharp wire bristles can break off and end up in your food, putting your friends and family at risk. But horsepower giddy-up blasts away charred meat, sticky sauces, and more, all while your grill is cold. The secret? Our exclusive bristle-free chainmail link system powered by a high torque motor. This steel power roller was engineered to endure years of punishing use. The best part? The brush head is dishwasher safe and reusable, making it the last grill brush you'll ever need. It comes with a lifetime warranty and money back guarantee. Go to buygiddyup.com to get your giddyup shipped free. But hurry, inventory is limited. Order now while it's in stock. Go to buygiddyup.com and get yours today with free shipping. That's buygiddyup.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.